I wanted a subjective look at Russia's career, so when I got a chance to speak with a professor of journalism and creative media at the University of Alabama, I grabbed the phone. Meet Dr. Chris Roberts.
I am an associate professor in the Department of Journalism and Creative Media at the University of Alabama, and was a news practitioner for decades.
He tells me Russia's rise to stardom began with the end of the Fairness Doctrine.
In the 1940s or so, as radio became a thing, the Federal Communications Commission passed had to begin enforcing a federal law called the Fairness Doctrine. And that said that if you're going to talk about somebody for 5 minutes, then you need to be talking about the other side of that person or that issue for another 5 minutes. Try to keep things fair.
But times changed, and so did the radio industry, and the Fairness Doctrine fell out of favor.
By the late 1980s, it didn't work anymore, as there were more radio stations, as there were more ways for people to pick up ideas about the world. And so it began to fade away. And that allowed people like Rush and others to be very much opinionated in what they did.
The feds also changed the rules on station ownership about that time, and suddenly companies could own dozens of stations. That led to a rise in a new type of programming, syndicated talk radio.
The way they paid off their debt and the way they made their money was to do as much national broadcasting as they could, syndicated things. And Rush Limbaugh came along right in the middle of that. He worked particularly well for AM radio stations. As FM moved to music, AM had to had to fill the void somewhere, and talk radio filled that void. And Rush Limbaugh filled that void for decades.
The impact on conservative politics in this country was powerful.
He and the ones who followed began to set policy. And critics will say that the tail began wagging the dog, that if you did something, you had an idea that was different from what Rush and some of the others were thinking, then you were going to be pilloried for that, and it was going to cost you politically.
I asked Dr. Roberts why this man stood out.
He was an excellent communicator. He was very good at what he did, and he knew when to push buttons. He knew when to pull back. He knew which way the wind was blowing, and was just excellent. And, you know, I listen, and this may not be fair to your station or to others, but I listen to a lot of people, even at the local level, who want to be Rush Limbaugh, but they're not as good as Rush Limbaugh because they're even more acerbic, and more importantly, they're just not funny, or they were just not as interesting as Rush was. He, at heart, was an entertainer who realized that you could entertain even as you talked about political issues. And we see many, many stations and broadcasters now who do that professionally. They just weren't as good as Rush. They just didn't hit at the right time as Rush, and they haven't been as successful.
He says the entire industry is going to be watching to see what happens next.
The question is whether or not his network, his organization, will continue to hold that time slot as it begins to try to bring in other people, or if there's something in the aisles that can step in and replace him at this and other stations.
You can hit the open mic on the KRMG app and share your thoughts on the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.